Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. That middle wall of separation has come down, and the Jewish anointing is merging with the New Covenant Christian anointing, not in an ecumenical way. That's nice. It's better than not. But I mean in a spirit way, where the ancient Jewish anointing literally merges with the New Covenant Christian anointing, and we become one new man. Jesus put it this way. He said, I pray that they, meaning Jews and Gentiles in John 17:21, I pray that they, Jews and Gentiles, might become one. What will happen? So that the world will believe. And the same glory that is on me, Jesus says, the same glory that is on Jesus is going to be on them. Now, in preparation for this great move of God, you, if you're from a non-Jewish background, must move in signs and wonders. Why? Because Romans 11:11 says salvation has come to the Gentile to provoke the Jew to jealousy. When we have diseases that medical science doesn't have answers for, when we have problems coming to America that money can't buy your way out of it, the only solution will be people that know God. Now, the Bible talks about the baptism in the Holy Spirit and in fire. And in America, we know we've had the Pentecostal movement, the charismatic movement. But I have in my studio now Christine Wizera. Christine is a survivor of the Rwanda Holocaust, and she received what the New Covenant calls the baptism in fire. And I read recently, Christine, that in most charismatic churches, Pentecostal churches, up to half of the people at times don't even speak in tongues. But then those that speak in tongues only speak for a little while. It's sort of like the charismatic and Pentecostal churches are as seeker-sensitive as the seeker-sensitive churches. And there's got to be something more. There's got to be a whole change.
Yes.
And I believe the reason that God spared your life supernaturally, and he did, Mishpacha, and this was before she even knew him.
Yes.
So how much more after you know him is he going to protect you? Tell us what this baptism in fire is.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Fire is not something new. If you read the revival, there are men and women of God who had this baptism of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Fire. This baptism of the Holy Fire is the power of God which comes from on high. Jesus Christ is the one who baptized with the Holy Spirit and with the Holy Fire. And this baptism is for everyone who desire a deep walk with God. You people of God, go deep. Go deep. Seek God. Don't give him just 5 minutes. Seek God day and night, and this baptism will be for you. If you read the book of Acts, Steed, in chapter 1, you will find that the disciples had one thing in common. They devoted themselves to prayer. And in the book of Acts, chapter 2, all of a sudden, when they were in the upper room, after giving their lives to prayer, the Bible says that the shaking wind came from heaven, and the tongues of fire came. And you see what followed? After the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fire, we see miracle left and right.
Give me one example. We see this in the book of Acts. I understand. But you have had the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, and that and fire, most Christians don't even understand. But It's all been watered down here in America.
Yes.
Tell me one specific person you've prayed for, someone with cancer, perhaps, that was healed.
Yeah, I had a lady who called me on the phone, and she told me her arms were, her arm was swollen. I don't know if it was cancer, but I prayed for her. And I know that when we pray, it's going to happen, because we are commanded to heal the sick. Only believe, only believe. Even the people who have sickness now, let me tell you, only believe. There is an order from heaven to, for you to be healed. There is a blessing coming from heaven. God is blessing you with divine health. In Jesus' name, receive your healing. Walk away from the bed of sickness and disease. In Jesus' name, only one thing you need to do, believe. God has given a command to heal you. Those who have back pain, in Jesus' name, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Believe, because there is a command, an order coming from heaven for you to be healed now in Jesus' name. Yes, when I was praying with this lady, her hand, which was swollen, shrunk back to normal size. She screamed. She said, I have never seen anything like this. And when I prayed, I knew she was going to be healed. All the people I prayed for after the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fire, they were healed. Most of them. Those who didn't get healed, they will tell me, we surely felt the fire going through us. Yes, it works, because it is written in His Word.
Tell me about this woman that had 43 tumors in her stomach, Judy.
Yes. This woman, she was my friend, and she had 43 tumors. And so we prayed for her, and she went back to the doctor. The doctor, they said there is no hope, but she asked them, please do a test again. They did many tests. They didn't believe what they saw. All the tumor had disappeared. All of them. All of them had disappeared. When she comes next to the church, she brought a report, even with the voice made from the doctor saying, we don't know what is happening. We have run many tests. We can't see any tumors in your body. Now, there is one thing. God is going to hear you. But you've got to know, you've got to study and know how to keep your healing. I have 5 secrets that I can give now if we have time about how to keep the healings.
Our problem in America is not keeping the healings. Our problem in America is getting healed. You made an interesting statement. I wrote it down. It was so interesting.
Yes.
You said there's an order from heaven to be healed.
Yes, there is a command. God says, I love you. God gave you Jesus Christ, His Son. He was the only begotten Son. This is a sign that shows you, people of God, hey, wake up, believe, because God loves you. He gave you the begotten Son. There is nothing God will refuse for you. He gave an order for you to be healed in Jesus' name.
Mishbucha, you can tell Christine is on fire for Jesus. And Christine, does someone have to go through the horrible things you went through, the Holocaust in Rwanda? Do they have to go through that in order to be open to receive this fire, or is there a better way?
No, you don't have to go through the Holocaust to receive the fire. No. You don't have to. Because Jesus already paid the price. Yes, you will have to seek God, and at times there will be trials and testing, and you have to persevere. When you have endured to the end, the fire is going to come, but you don't have to pay any money. You don't have to pay any going through the Holocaust to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fire.
Listen, here's what I get from your book. It puts a passion and a hunger inside of you. And somehow, it's almost like we in the West, God has to shake us to come to our senses. And that is coming, by the way.
It's coming.
However, wouldn't it be wonderful if someone received the baptism of fire before that happened?
Yes.
And I have to believe that there are people listening to us right now that just have lost their first love.
Yes.
There are people listening to us right now that don't even relate to what we're talking about, this baptism and fire. But if you read the book of Acts, like Christina was saying, that's normal. What we're experiencing is abnormal. You know what I think, Christine? What you're describing is what is normal.
It's normal.
And
it's
the other, what's the other then, if this is normal?
I don't understand it either, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for everyone, because God wants us all to be powerful to represent the kingdom of God.
But I can go into a church, a charismatic or a Pentecostal church, half of them will be speaking in tongues, half of them haven't even been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the ones that are baptized in the Holy Spirit, they don't move in the gifts of the Spirit to a high degree or a high magnitude. In other words, normal is the book of Acts. Anything short of that is abnormal. What kind of reports are you getting? I know it's a brand new book, but what kind of reports are you getting from people that are reading your brand new book, The Blazing Holy Fire?
Yes, we are receiving email for the people who are receiving a new fresh fire again. The people who lost their first love, they say, wow, we are getting back our first love. And the people who didn't have a hunger and a thirst, they are receiving it again, because the book is like salt. When you read it, you catch again the hunger and the thirst for God. Because before the fire, you've got to be hungry and you've got to be thirst for God.
Well, I happen to believe it's not an accident that you are listening to our discussion right now. You've recognized there's something missing. You've recognized there's a deficiency of what is available. You know, Christine, if there wasn't even healing, just to have this intimacy with God, the heart to desire God more than anything else, this is a catalyst for you. Now, if it's not an accident, you're listening. If you've been praying, God, I know there must be something more. You're hearing this discussion. This is a woman that has gone through a Holocaust, the Rwanda Holocaust. 1 million people were brutally murdered in a three-month period. And she didn't even know God, but God spared her life. And I happen to believe, Christine, it's to equip other people to have that same type of experience with God that you've had. So the name of the book, The Blazing Holy Fire, we're making it available for a donation of $18. If you have felt, I need more passion, I need more compassion, I need greater intimacy with God, I need what those first believers had, donation of $18, order today, The Blazing Holy Fire. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.